Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I believe very strongly that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. And I think it's in the interests of the nation of America and perhaps the world for people to understand that and to find those responsible for it and trace them back to those corrupt individuals in power who can do things like whack people while they're in jail.
In June of 2019, McAfee tweeted that he will be naming names, exposing a corrupt CIA agent, and announced a dead man switch of over 31 terabytes of incriminating data. About 6 months later, McAfee posted an image on social media of a fresh tattoo he got and wrote that he was getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, "We're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked." That same month, McAfee launches Whacked, and Epstein Didn't Kill Himself Crypto. In October of 2020, McAfee was arrested in Spain, where he tweeted out, "I am content in here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. Know that if I hang myself a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine." On June 23rd, a Spanish court agreed to extradite McAfee to the U.S., where he faces criminal charges of tax evasion. McAfee's wife is distressed and is concerned that her husband will be murdered in jail. And less than 24 hours later, it is reported that McAfee killed himself in his jail cell. After his alleged suicide, a letter Q is posted to his Instagram. A final troll from beyond the grave? The Instagram Q post sent internet Q sleuths into a frenzy, claiming that the Q picture is a hexadecimal representation of a private key for an Ethereum wallet, which some are claiming is now automatically sending out data to friends of McAfee. One thing is pretty clear. McAfee did not kill himself. Others are expressing concern and stating that they will also not kill themselves. The main message is clear. If the elite crooks want you dead, then they can kill you in broad daylight. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There you go, folks. That's the latest from Greg Reese, the must-see report, Whacked, with a dollar sign in front of it. You can find that at band.video, InfoWars.com. Thanks so much for being with us. It's American Journal. I'm a little preoccupied today. I couldn't sleep very well last night. I kept thinking about this story. I kept thinking about this revolver story by Darren Beatty and how, well, frankly, furious it made me to see us dividing ourselves once again. So just like it's been a long time of yesterday's show, defending Nick Fuentes from places like Fox News and Breitbart and other so-called conservative outlets, calling him a Holocaust denier. Today, I guess I'll be spending a chunk of the show defending Stuart Rhodes against Darren Beatty's baseless and inflammatory accusations. Yeah, we're gonna savagely dissect this entire way too long article. We are going to cut it up minutely. Very, very fun. I think we'll have a lot of fun doing this because I think we'll be exposing a turncoat here because we got a couple options. Either Darren J. Beatty is the most... No, I guess there's just one up. No, he's dishonest. No, it's all dishonesty. You can't be stupid and write this article. So he's a liar. And we'll get into it. We'll do the Daily Dispatch first. We'll show you lots of really great videos. And Rex Jones will be joining me in the third hour. It'll be a fun show. I just got to get this off my chest. I'll get this off my chest and we'll have a lot of fun. It'll be fun getting this off our chest, too. Fun all around. Stay with us. American Journal.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. Thanks so much for being here with us today. Very big show for you today. A lot of really great videos. I'll be thoroughly savaging this Darren J. Beatty hit piece on Stuart Rhodes. Divisive idiot. But before we get to that, let's start, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. We're going to hold a radio contest for who can decipher what that Morse code says. That'll be fun. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, July 1st, 2021. 17 injured after explosion inside a Los Angeles police bomb disposal truck this morning. At least 17 people were injured in Los Angeles on Wednesday evening after an explosion occurred inside a police bomb disposal truck, officials said. Earlier on Wednesday, the LAPD received a call about illegal fireworks. When officers arrived at the residence, they found commercial-grade fireworks stacked approximately 8 to 10 feet high. They also found improvised explosives, he said. The explosion occurred as officers intentionally detonated the improvised devices in the truck. One person was arrested and charged with possession of a destructive device, the chief said. The illegal fireworks came from out of state and were intended for sale around the 4th of July holiday. Of the 17 people injured, 10 were responding officers and 7 were civilians. The police chief did not describe the condition of the injured. Mayor Eric Garcetti said there'd be a full investigation into the incident. Quote, illegal fireworks pose a great danger and can cost lives. We will prosecute those who possess them to the fullest extent of the law. Yeah, folks, if you have illegal fireworks, it can be very dangerous. The cops can show up and blow them up right in the middle of everybody. It's true. It's true. If you have illegal fireworks, do not call the cops. Do not. Okay. Conserve energy. New York City begs residents to help avoid outages. 4 days of sweltering temperatures led to cell phones in New York sending out a message on Wednesday saying this, quote, conserve energy. NYC is urging all households and businesses to immediately limit energy usage to prevent power outages as the intense heat continues, read the alert, which was sent out citywide around 4 p.m. Quote, please avoid the use of energy-intensive appliances such as washers, dryers, and microwaves. Limit unnecessary use of air conditioning. It was the first time the city had used such an alert to try to bring down energy usage. Temperatures climbed into the high 80s starting on Sunday and broke into the 90s on Monday and Tuesday. On Wednesday, there was a temperature of 100 recorded at LaGuardia Airport. The president of Con Edison, the utility that operates the city's power grid, told the mayor that the electric system was in danger of experiencing widespread outages if people did not immediately reduce their use of power. On Wednesday afternoon, at least 1,700 customers in the Williamsburg area of Brooklyn were without power, said the emergency manager of the city. Smaller outages in the city in other parts, other various neighborhoods. Yes, folks. Just 50 years after literally playing golf on the moon, we can hardly keep the lights on, whether it's California, New York, Oregon, or anywhere in between. Our infrastructure, indeed our ability to maintain our condition as a first or even second world country, is rapidly deteriorating. I saw somebody on Twitter yesterday say, you can't mess up a country this bad unless it's on purpose. In six months, you get, this is a plan. This is not on accident. This type of stuff doesn't just happen. Okay. Yeah. It's on purpose. And we'll show you some videos that will emphasize that point. Donald Rumsfeld Rumsfeld, defense secretary under two presidents, dies at the age of 88. Donald Rumsfeld, a two-time defense secretary and one-time presidential candidate whose reputation as a skilled bureaucrat and visionary of modern U.S. military was soiled by the long and costly Iraq War, has died, his family said in a statement. He was 88. Yes, that reputation as a skilled bureaucrat and visionary was spoiled by, you know, the one thing he did with his career. Yeah, his one major overriding, you know, project in all of his life just happened to be the one thing that also destroyed his reputation. How inconvenient that is. Rumsfeld, the only person to serve twice as the Pentagon chief, the first time from 1975 to 1977, he was the youngest ever. The next time, from 2001 to 2006, he was the worst ever. So there you go. Where's the trillions of dollars, Donald, you were supposed to announce we're missing on September 11th? Anyway, he and McCain are having a great time in hell. Oregon governor declares state of emergency due to wildfire threat. Kate Brown, governor of Oregon, visited southern Oregon on Monday. Brown met with local officials, firefighters, evacuees, and families impacted by the fires and community partners helping with recovery efforts. Unseasonably high temperatures. Of course, we've covered this quite extensively, but now massive wildfires breaking out across the West Coast. Whether these, like last year, are the consequence of purposeful arson, yet to be decided. But one thing is certainly sure, it was climate change. It was climate change, and stop asking questions. San Jose will make all gun owners in the city pay the cost for gun violence. In the wake of the VTA rail yard mass shooting in May, the San Jose City Council unanimously passed the two first-in-the-nation gun control measures that are already creating controversy. One measure requires all gun owners to obtain liability insurance for their firearms, and a second measure requires all gun owners in the city to pay an annual tax that will go towards emergency services responding to gun-related calls. See, this is what passes for justice these days. When you're being punished for somebody else's crime, they think that is justice. When you're being taxed for exercising the human right that's guaranteed you by the Constitution, that's justice, according to these morons. This is just sort of one in the it's just the latest, right? These are gun reparations, I guess. Kind of ironic, but there we are. Britain starts planning for vaccine booster shots in September. That's right. Britain is starting a plan for COVID-19 booster campaign starting later this year after top vaccine advisors say it might be necessary to give third shots to the elderly and most vulnerable from September onward. And of course, when they say the elderly and the most vulnerable, they mean everyone, but they'll start with them. That's what they mean. So, yeah, just so you know, if you got vaccinated, it's not over. That you've opened the door. You have unleashed Pandora's box, and you will now be required to get the gene altering injections probably about once every 6 or once every 3 months for the rest of your life, updating kind of like your computer does. Now, you don't have a choice in this because you gave in. You volunteered to become a slave. So now you're a slave and you can't break out. My question is, do they need to inform you about it? Do they need to tell you that it's happening? After all, if they don't need your permission, do they need your knowledge? Do they need to make you aware that they're injecting you? Or kind of like how computer updates are, can they just force it on you without you knowing, to where you wake up the next day with a sore arm wondering, wait a second, did I get injected? And with what? And the answer is, stop asking questions. You agreed to this. You succumbed to this. You're ours now, okay? House votes to establish committee to investigate January 6th Capitol riot. House voted Wednesday to establish a select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, the only step needed to formalize the panel's creation. House voted 222 to 190, with two Republicans joining all present Democrats in authorizing the committee. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois and Liz Cheney of Wyoming are the only Republicans to vote in favor of the committee. Kinzinger said, quote, "It's not my favorite option, but the point is we can't keep pretending like January 6th didn't happen. We need a full accounting of it, and then we can move on." Yes, that's what's going to happen here. That's what's going to happen with this commission, is we'll move on from January 6th after this. Like how the 9/11 commission helped us move on to decades-long trillion-dollar wars in the Middle East. Yeah, we'll move on from January 6th to aggressively prosecuting everybody that believes the same thing that the people that were on January 6th believed. Again, are they stupid or are they evil? Well, they're not stupid, so they're evil. Not that complicated. The U.S. will add a third gender option on passports. That's right. You'll be able to check male, female, or other, I guess, which is great because now I guess my wife and I can just share a passport. We'll just put X down as our gender, and we'll just have one passport, and it'll be unfalsifiable. What are they going to say? Hey, this passport's for a woman. Excuse me? What did you just say? Did you just misgender me? No, I'm sorry. Please, go on through. Go on through, sir, ma'am. Yeah. Trump Organization and its CFO indicted by Manhattan grand jury because, once again, throw everything that they can at Donald Trump, and turns out nothing of it sticks. By the way, Bill Cosby has been freed from prison, his sex conviction overturned, while Britney Spears has had a judge deny her request to be removed from a conservatorship because people are evil and they love irony.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to American Journal. We're going to spend a little while now on this story by Darren J. Beatty. His latest from Revolver.news is a vague, defamatory, slanderous hit piece on Stuart Rhodes, which presents absolutely no new information to back up the really disgusting claims that it makes. How do I cover this? I'm pretty good at overcoming my bias, right? To be fair, my bias, and I don't want to sound conceited here, it's usually right. Like, I can read a headline and probably be able to tell you whether it's true or not without looking at the body of the article. It's just a skill that you get when you are doing this constantly. But then you read the article, and if my presumptions were wrong, I have no problem with changing what I thought. So when I approached this article, I was kind of in a tough space. After all, Darren J. Beatty's past work has been exceptional. It's been very good. I've really liked, appreciated, and shared his work rather extensively. So I like Darren J. Beatty, and I was biased in his favor. Problem is, I'm also friends with Stuart Rhodes, and I know him quite well, so I'm biased in his favor as well. So I entered this article pretty much unbiased, biased on both sides, willing to go wherever the evidence presented led me. The evidence presented has led me to a conclusion that Darren J. Beatty is a charlatan, a liar, and engaged in utterly unproductive, divisive rhetoric that has no place in the patriotic movement whatsoever. That's the conclusion I left with, and hopefully you'll agree with me. But I didn't start with that conclusion. I didn't begin with that bias and then confirm it. Because after all, I could be proven wrong here. A couple months from now, it could be revealed that all of what he's saying was absolutely right. Stuart Rhodes is a lifelong federal informant and agent, and the Oath Keepers itself was founded by the FBI. That could all be proven somehow, and I'll have egg on my face real bad. And I'll feel personally betrayed because, well, I know Stuart personally, and I personally don't think he's an FBI agent or an FBI informant or anything of the sort. So I'll be made to look like a fool. That's what I'm putting out here. That's what I'm putting forward. I'm risking that because I've read the article, and I'm pretty certain at my conclusions. But I'm open to being proven wrong, and if that's the case, then, oh, well, I'm putting myself out there. I'd hate to be proven wrong because I got to be honest, in the stack of things that I despise, it goes a little bit like this: Texas cockroaches, and just under them would be journalists, then Democrats under them, and then deep down in the mire of distaste, down there in the fetid swamps of, you know, putrid humanity, are informers and turncoats. Okay, so this article means one of these people is either an informer or a turncoat. I'm pretty sure I know which is which. And again, I've liked Darren J. Beatty, but it's funny how you can get suddenly a totally different perspective on somebody. You know, Darren J. Beatty is one of these people that's always acting real tough online, trying to call people out, but it rings hollow now. It sounds false. It's left a bad taste in my mouth. For example, he says this on Twitter: "Mark my words, the Stuart Rhodes hoax will play out the same way the Sicknick hoax did. Everyone knows Revolver is right. The only question is how many journos lose their reputations before they line up behind us." Okay, Darren, go ahead and search Stuart Rhodes' name on Google and click the news tab. You are way behind the curve on this one. You have no idea how many hit pieces have been written about Stuart Rhodes. There's one a day from every major news outlet. So it's just like, what are you even talking about here? Every mainstream media outlet has been writing hit pieces on Stuart Rhodes for the last 6 months. Oh, but you're on the forefront, are you? Oh, you broke the Brian Zignik story, did you? Oh, okay. It's not like InfoWars reported that the day that it happened. Of course we did. Because we're on top of all this. So we're the tip of the spear. We're tomorrow's news today. So let's get into this article, shall we? First of all, it's infuriating that I even have to. Yesterday, I'm defending Nick Fuentes from accusations of being a Holocaust denier with Fox News and Breitbart taking up that position. Now I'm having to defend Stuart Rhodes. So we'll just give over to the communism. We'll just divide ourselves. We'll all just attack each other. I'll attack Alex Jones. Alex can attack Roger Stone. We can all attack Trump together. We'll all just divide ourselves, separate ourselves, convince everybody else that everyone else is a Fed, and then we'll just die. And we'll just give it over to the communists, and they can just win, and they don't even have to do anything. All right? So here's Darren J. Beattie doing the left's job for them, separating us, destroying us. Oh, let me mention first, before I get into it, Stuart Rhodes, oh, brilliant researcher, right, stole all of this information. And this is the interesting part. Reading this article was deja vu because like 4 or 5 days ago, somebody sent me a video by a guy named Pete Santilli, and we'll put it up on screen here, where he laid out all of this information. I thought about addressing it at the time, but then again, I thought, who the hell is Pete Santilli? I don't know who this guy is. I don't know if he's popular. Let's roll the B-roll of Pete Santilli so they can actually see the fact that he's going through the documents that are quoted in Revolver. He's making all the same arguments that are made in this Revolver article. This is not original research. This Revolver article, it was this guy, Pete Santilli. So I don't know if Darren JB thanks him or, you know, references this or whether they're both getting this information from some other source. But this is not original reporting by Darren JB. This was stolen from Pete Santilli. You can go watch his whole video and see it for yourself. It was his episode live EP 2497. Green Beret, numerous patriots have told me. See, Jeremy Brown, an interview with Jeremy Brown is on this video, which is why I saw it. And I laughed at it at the time. I thought, this is ridiculous. This guy is hysterically denouncing Stuart Rhodes with no reason to at all. I completely disagreed with all of his points. I thought, this is something that only gullible people will fall for. Darren J. Beattie, I guess, is one of these people. Or again, maybe he and Pete Santilli are both getting their directions from somebody else. I'm not sure. Tough-talking Beattie. Tough-talking Benedict Beattie. So he starts with this. Hey, Republicans, you can crack the entire story of January 6th with one simple, relentless question. What is the FBI and Army counterintelligence relationship with Stuart Rhodes? Stuart Rhodes is the founder, boss, and kingpin of the Oath Keepers. Oath Keepers, we are told, are America's largest militia, the most prominent anti-government group in the United States, and the preeminent right-wing domestic extremist insider threat to the entire U.S. military. Whatever the truth of these hyperbolic claims, the fact remains, the Oath Keepers are the most extensively prosecuted paramilitary group alleged to be involved in 1-6. Indeed, it was an alleged pre-planned assault on the Capitol by Stuart Rhodes' alleged Oath Keeper lieutenants that was used as a key talking point to try to convert the day's events from a protest into a, quote, insurrection. And he goes on to say essentially that the Oath Keepers are Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes is the leader, founder of Oath Keepers. I wonder if it's legal for, FBI agents to actually found a group to get people to join to convince them to commit crime. Oh, no, they can't. Oh, that's entrapment. Well, that breaks the whole story right there.
The globalists are having their revolution. But free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taking off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, let's get back into this this article here. All right. So, Darren J. Beattie says that the Oath Keepers are basically Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes is the Oath Keepers. He questions whether the size and scope of the Oath Keepers is actually as large as it is, which, by the way, it is. Justice Department argues that Stuart Rhodes both substantially organized and activated and imputed a plan to use violence in 1-6 in real time through a series of encrypted signal messages beginning at 1:38 p.m. as Trump concluded his rally. 62 minutes before, Oath Keeper lieutenants allegedly formed a military stack to rush the Capitol doors. He says these facts alone, alleged, are more than legally sufficient to secure an indictment of Stuart Rhodes. Are these facts, Darren J. Beattie? Oh, no, they're not, are they? Oh, they're accusations from the corrupt Justice Department who's trying to target and destroy Stuart Rhodes. Oh, but he calls them facts. Okay, these facts are enough. But you'll see throughout this article, not only are these not facts, they're actually disproved by the evidence put forward by the Justice Department. But no, Darren J. Beattie says these facts alone are enough to indict Stuart Rhodes. And it's amazing how constantly throughout this article he's saying Stuart Rhodes should be indicted. Stuart Rhodes should absolutely be indicted. Now, I'm not calling for Stuart Rhodes to be indicted, but Stuart Rhodes should absolutely be indicted. It's this slippery, slimy, worm-like framing of the entire story. He says, Stuart Rhodes is not in jail right now because of a deliberate decision by the Justice Department to protect him. He says, we'll walk you through the mountains of direct and circumstantial evidence built on top of these allegations, but readers must understand this. The only reason Stuart Rhodes is not in jail right now is because of a deliberate decision by the Justice Department to protect him. Or it's not true, or they're building a RICO case. Do you know how RICO cases are built? Do you have any idea? Have you ever watched The Sopranos? Have you ever watched a mob documentary? Have you ever watched anything on Rudy Giuliani? Do you know that you arrest the underlings, charge them with something, and then say, hey, we can lessen this charge, but you got to help us get to the big guy. We know you didn't want to do this. You were ordered to do this. Tell us who ordered you to do this, and maybe we can knock some of these charges off. Maybe we can help you out a little bit if you inform on us. That's how RICO cases are built, you incompetent. So, or because it's not true, right? Because they're making these allegations that these things are happening, then they're not arresting him because they don't have the proof to back it up, because you can't arrest somebody and then gather the proof. You have to gather the proof first, and the proof, it turns out, doesn't exist. He says, is it possible that the Oath Keepers, the most prominent anti-government group in the United States, has been run in effect by the United States government itself, and no one has mentioned it until now? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We'll figure this out. With this piece, we intend to focus this discussion on a single individual, person one, i.e. Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers. Darren J. Beattie writes articles like he is in college trying to pad out an essay. He says the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. It's kind of infuriating. If it turns out Stuart Rhodes has had a relationship with the federal government, the implications would be nothing short of staggering, he says. That's an interesting if. What if it turns out he's not? What if it turns out he's not? Because that's the gamble that Darren J. Beattie is taking here with Stuart Rhodes' life, you see. He's gambling on his reputation. He's saying he could be an FBI informant, in which case, what will this have done? What will this story have accomplished? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Right? He's a Fed, he's a Fed. I mean, that's going to come out with all these indictments. It would be revealed. This investigative work wouldn't have any impact on that, wouldn't affect anything. I guess you could say it would make people aware so they would not join the group, but that brings the question, what if this is false? What if he's not a federal informant? What if he is everything he appears to be, which is a patriot, an individual, leader of the Oath Keepers, and an entirely independent militia leader? What then? Then you've convinced people not to join his group on false bases. Then you've destroyed his reputation. Then you've smeared him, not from the left, where we know these smears come from. Again, every single day, stories about Stuart Rhodes, evil person. Why isn't he indicted? Yeah, we know where you got your tone, your tenor from, Darren J. Beattie, but what if you're wrong? Now the attack's coming from the right. Now people who wouldn't have believed these claims coming from the left now think they have a little bit more credibility. So now you've harpooned this guy's entire reputation in the eyes of a vast swath of people who trust Darren J. Beattie because of the good reporting he's done in the past. But that's the gamble that Darren J. Beattie's taking. Not on his own life, not on his own reputation. He'll continue to fluff himself up no matter what the outcome of this is. In fact, he sets it up for it later in the article. But you will have destroyed or done large damage to the reputation of a good man. But maybe he didn't consider that. Maybe he just assumed he was right and thought, we'll throw caution to the wind. Says, Pursuer Rhodes is not just a senior member of the Oath Keepers. He is the Oath Keepers. Well, you've said that four times, and we're only in the second page of the article. Given the fact that the Oath Keepers are the major paramilitary organization imputed by the government and media alike to be responsible for the most serious and egregious elements of the so-called 1-6 insurrection, it follows that it would not only be fair, but necessary to conclude that in an essential respect, 1-6 was an event planned and orchestrated by elements of the government itself. Okay, but that's not a fact. Given the fact, and then he says things that aren't facts. Just wild. It's just wild. But you can see here that basically this entire argument is accepting the leftist assertion that this was in fact an insurrection. It was in fact pre-planned. It was in fact a violent attempted overthrow of the U.S. government. All of those assumptions, which are blatantly and provably false, are actually accepted as a premise to write this article. So he's writing this article with the understanding or with the presumption that This was an insurrection. It was pre-planned. These people were domestic terrorists. So that's how he's writing this article with that assumption. He says, given that, you know, aren't the shouldn't they be going after Stuart Rhodes? So they talk about some cases. So here's the meat of the story. All right. And again, here's some of the we emphasize a caveat of our previous reports. Now he's not just repeating himself in this. He's actually repeating older articles in this article. So he says, it's essential here to make an important note of clarification. The purpose of this analysis is not to aid in the prosecution of any of these unindicted co-conspirators. Rather, our aim is to point out that, given the standard of indictment applied to those actually indicted, it's very strange and indeed suspicious that certain unindicted co-conspirators have managed to avoid indictment. This does not necessarily mean that we approve of the standard of the indictment itself. Quite the contrary, the aggressive standard of the indictment and prosecution, through an unimaginably broad application of conspiracy charges, is immoral, unjust, and absurd. But you are taking that position to make this argument. But you are agreeing that Stuart Rhodes should be indicted. You are making that argument this entire article. And you're going, oh, but we're not. We're not making that argument. But let me write a freaking 200-page article about why Stuart Rhodes should be indicted. Just to, you know, on one hand, buff up and, you know, reaffirm the false accusations coming from the left, but also to smear his reputation amongst his friends and supporters on the right. So it's the same applies to this reason to Mr. Rhodes himself. Revolver harbors no ill will towards Mr. Rhodes, and we are not interested in calling for his indictment. Yeah, are you starting to feel a little suspicious now? The hairs in the back of your neck starting to stand up? What type of person writes a 200-page article about why Stuart Rhodes should be indicted and routinely throughout this article says, but we're not calling for his indictment? No, never. Far be it from us to ever do such a thing. Scummy. Scummy, all right? Our interest in Mr. Rhodes is solely limited to our interest in the question of federal foreknowledge and possible involvement in the events of 1-6. Yeah, it's just innocent bystander. Just happened to get caught up in all this. Just slime. This is just slimy beyond belief. They're talking about this shock and awe prosecutorial standard where they're trying to charge as many people as possible, and they said this was very effective because essentially they scared people out of going to Washington, D.C. They were worried that following January 6th there would be a big backlash and, you know, Trump supporters and militias would go to Washington, D.C., so they started just charging everybody recklessly in an attempt to make people go, well, I'm not even going to D.C. because I don't want to get wrapped up in all this. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the comparisons that Darren J. Beatty makes. He keeps going, if this guy's indicted, why isn't this guy indicted? This doesn't make any sense. And that's the majority of most of this. And I'll show you in like 4 seconds why it's an argument that holds no water whatsoever and makes no damn sense.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStores.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. And that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping. Double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and Double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and Double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTru Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
John McAfee's last tweet before he passed away said this: "The U.S. believes I've hidden crypto. I wish I did, but it is dissolved through many hands of Team McAfee. Your belief is not required, and my remaining assets are all seized. My friends evaporated through fear of association. I have nothing, yet I regret nothing." Heartbreaking, isn't it? Typical story, though, isn't it? Somebody comes under attack from corrupt government agents, corrupt elements of the deep state, CIA, FBI, and their friends who have been with them and beside them for their entire lives suddenly abandon them out of fear of association, cowardice, fear, betrayal. It's pretty sick. It's a pretty sick thing. But you understand the impetus. You understand why somebody would do that. Even with this, it was like, I don't think Stuart Rhodes is a Fed, but what if I defend him? Then people start thinking that I'm a Fed. What if he is a Fed? And then I start, da, 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 da. It's like, how about Stuart Rhodes is my friend? I like him. I don't think he's a Fed, and nothing in this article has proven otherwise. So I'm going to keep sticking with him, even if the entire population of my party, my side, the conservatives or the alt-right or the America First, whatever you want to call it. What if they all go against Stuart Rhodes? Am I just going to follow them? Of course not. What a despicable thing to do, to abandon your friend when everybody else is turning against him. So I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to show you how these accusations in this article hold no water, hold no weight, and are defamatory nonsense. The bulk of the argument is that some people were charged, but Stuart Rhodes is not. Therefore, Stuart Rhodes is an FBI informant being protected by the Department of Justice. Now, does this accusation make any sense? Well, the first person he compares him to is a guy named Tanios. The most serious charge was an assault on an officer with a dangerous weapon arising from Qatar's alleged use of Tanios's chemical spray to tag Officer Sicknick and two other officers in the face. There, Tanios, one, did not go in the Capitol, two, did not use any bear spray himself, three, had bear spray in his backpack when his buddy reached in to take it out. Tanios actively tried to stop him. And four, in the end, it turns out, as prosecutors now acknowledge, his buddy never even used the bear spray. Well, he probably shouldn't be in prison then. Probably shouldn't be in prison. But still, the DOJ has slapped this 39-year-old sandwich shop owner, George Tanios, with 60 years worth of stacking conspiracy charges because he said, hold on, not yet, not yet. As we proceed to consider the case of the still unindicted Stuart Rhodes, keep in mind this George Tanios shock and awe standard of prosecution. She's trying to compare Tanios to Stuart Rhodes, saying, hey, Tanios didn't do anything, but he was indicted. Shouldn't they have indicted Stuart Rhodes even though he didn't do anything? But that's not fair at all, is it? Now, Tanios should absolutely not be in prison. Unlike Darren J. Beattie, I'm not going to go on a big tirade about why he should be in prison and then say, oh, but no, he shouldn't be in prison. He shouldn't be charged. If he really didn't do anything, he should sue the government for false imprisonment and damages. I think it's sick what's happening to Tanios. But where is the conflict? Where is the incongruity? If you have one guy who was there in the melee at the Capitol with a weapon, he gets arrested. What? But the guy who wasn't there in the melee, who didn't have a weapon on him, didn't get arrested? Oh, I'm shocked. Right? It's a ridiculous argument to make. Like, no, he didn't use the bear spray. He didn't whatever, but he was actually there. He actually had the bear spray that was there. And I guess when they first charged him, they thought that he had used it. But it's a ridiculous comparison. It's not like they were both just standing, you know, on the outskirts of the Capitol and George Tanios got arrested and Stuart Rhodes didn't. No, George Tanios was clearly in the melee, at least near Officer Sicknick, with bear spray, with a weapon on Capitol grounds. Like, it's not incongruous for that guy to be arrested and Stuart Rhodes to not be, even though that guy's arrest is illegitimate and fraudulent. But that's the thing, is that now they have him and they're saying to him, look, we don't want you. We want your leadership. We know you were ordered to do this. Tell us who you ordered you to do it. We'll go after the guy up top. It's a RICO charge. It's how they deal with gangsters. It's why it's taking so long for all of this to go through. They don't want to charge the people before they're able to include that charge in with a RICO predicate. This is all very basic stuff. So that's the first person he compares him to, and it's no comparison because one guy was actually there with a weapon. When he was arrested, Stuart Rhodes never was. So there you go. But he goes through, we will now chronicle Stuart Rhodes' path from Election Day to so-called Insurrection Day, as alleged by the Department of Justice. And so Stuart Rhodes said to his Oath Keeper followers in the meeting on November 9th, we're going to defend the president, the duly elected president, and we call on him to do what needs to be done to save our country. Because if you don't, guys, you're going to be in a bloody, bloody civil war. And a bloody, you can call it an insurrection or you can call it a war or fight. 100%. That's absolutely true. I've said very similar things here on the program. Because Stuart leads out another option. The other option is surrender. The other option is be taken over by communists. That is an option. Stuart Rhodes doesn't mention it. But it's very clear what he's saying in all of these quotes that, you know, Darren J. Beattie interprets in the just least gracious way possible. He just takes the worst possible interpretation you can. Like, he's literally writing for, like, BuzzFeed or Slate or something. But if you actually look at this and what he's actually saying, he's saying, look, they cheated in the election to install a false president to implement communism and destroy our country. So President Trump, while you're still president, you can do things to prevent this takeover from coming to fruition, or you can let the takeover happen and leave us in a situation where in order to get out of this situation, it's going to be a lot worse. Now, I say you can vote your way into communism, but you have to fight your way out of it. That's what Stuart Rhodes is addressing here. Stop this conflict before it really starts. And we've seen it play out over the last 6 months. Blood on the streets, right? Just massive amounts of death, massive amounts of chaos, destruction, suffering from the crime rates, from the failures of infrastructure, from everything that has occurred. The invasion that's occurring to the tune of 200,000 a month, unabated, coming across the border. That's what Stuart Rhodes was saying. He's saying, do something now, President Trump, legally, using the powers of your office, or you're setting up America for a very bloody time. Now, whether that bloody time is Americans rising up and casting off this, the chains of this government, or whether it's the communists in the government carrying out, you know, purges and creating gulags, yeah, we're in for a very bloody time because Donald Trump didn't do anything and he allowed the election to be stolen. So there you go. Person one told his followers they need to be prepared to fight Antifa. You probably should. Antifa will attack you, so you should be prepared to fight them. Which he characterized as a group of individuals with whom, quote, if the fight comes, let it come. Let Antifa, if they go kinetic on us, then we'll go kinetic back on them. Does he say attack them? Absolutely not. In fact, he says the exact opposite. He says, I'm willing to sacrifice myself for that. Let the fight start there. That will give President Trump what he needs, frankly. If things go kinetic, good. If they throw bombs at us and shoot us, great. Because that brings the president his reason and rationale for dropping the Insurrection Act. Now, this is key to understanding everything Stuart Rhodes is saying, and it's something that Darren J. Beatty didn't even seem to bother to Google, the Insurrection Act. It's like he doesn't even know what it is. So how can you interpret anything Stuart Rhodes is saying if you don't even know what he's talking about, all right? So what Darren J. Beatty says is, talk of the Insurrection Act is commonplace in Rhodes' communication with his Oathkeeper followers. What he seemed to convey is that the Oathkeeper should be primed for an insurrection and to stand by, just in case Trump offered some undefined signal. This, of course, is an effective technique to keep followers psychologically primed for violent action without making any explicit or direct command to do so. Again, you can only get this interpretation if you are like a far leftist, like, this is what they do, right? You take something that is not calling for violence. You take something that is somebody saying, hey, be prepared to defend yourself because they might attack. But if they do attack, then we'll take those hits and it'll show President Trump that he can invoke the Insurrection Act. Now, Darren J. Beatty seems to imply that when he says insurrection, Rhodes means the insurrection that the Oath Keepers will be carrying out. It's the exact opposite. It's literally the opposite. Here, let me read from the text of the Insurrection Act, available on Wikipedia. Darren J. Beatty, moron, says this. The act empowers the U.S. president to call into service U.S. armed forces and the National Guard to address an insurrection, domestic violence, an unlawful combination or conspiracy in any state which results in the deprivation of constitutionally secured rights and where the state is unable, fails, or refuses to protect said rights. The 1807 Act replaced the earlier Calling Forth Act, which allowed for the federalization of state militias. And so the actual text now says this, quote, where it is lawful for the president of the United States to call forth the militia for the purpose of suppressing such an insurrection. So this sentence alone invalidates this entire article, because he's talking about how Rhodes, some undefined signal, so Rhodes can carry out an insurrection. Okay, the defined signal is to invoke the Insurrection Act, which will allow the President of the United States to call forth the citizen volunteer militia, of which Stuart Rhodes is a large part. This is not complicated. He's saying we are under attack from communists. We are under attack for a year from violent rioters. Invoke the Insurrection Act. Call upon the militia to assist you, and we are here to help President Trump. Perfectly legal.
The globalists are having their revolution. But free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, so I'll try to finish up with this article here in the next 5 minutes. Suffice it to say, essentially, Stuart Rhodes tells his followers that they have to go to support the president, to go peaceful, don't start a fight. But if you are attacked by Antifa, know that that's a possibility, and be willing and ready to defend yourself. And he's basically saying President Trump needs to invoke the Insurrection Act, summon up the militia, as is his right and, I would say, duty as president of the United States. It was written in 1807, but it had been invoked as recently as 1992 during the L.A. riots and could have been invoked at any point during the massive, you know, city-destroying riots that we saw all throughout 2020. That's what everybody had been called at. Darren J. Beattie must have missed all of this, apparently, because he seems to insinuate that when Stuart Rhodes is referencing the Insurrection Act, he is, in fact, planning an insurrection himself, which is just utterly false. And so he continues to quote him. Oh, no. He also says that apparently Stuart Rhodes saying, don't be violent, but, you know, be ready because they might attack us, and telling his followers, hey, if they do attack us, you know, don't be disheartened, because that would be more, you know, casus belli, it'd be more excuse for Donald Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, which is what Stuart Rhodes wanted Donald Trump to do, because he knows that the militia cannot act without direct orders from the president of the United States, as he references over and over in these quotes. He says, I do want some oath keepers to stay on the outside and stay fully armed and prepared to go in armed if they have to. So our posture is going to be that we're posted outside of D.C. awaiting the president's orders. In other words, they will not act unless the president calls up the militia, and doing so would be perfectly legal under the command of the executive of this country. He says, we hope he will give us the orders. We want him to declare an insurrection and call us up as the militia. Can't get any more simple than that. Can't get more blatant than that. Somehow Darren J. Beattie continues to assume that's the opposite of what he's saying. It's really ridiculous. So then he goes on to, again, just wild speculation in this article. He says Rhodes further primed his followers for the possibility of major conflict, assuring them that skilled special warfare veterans will be standing by armed just outside of D.C. as an emergency QRF, which stands for Quick Response Force, in case of a worst-case scenario in D.C. Reading this, one sees how Stuart Rhodes' and actions and behavior fed into the very worst narratives about 1-6, narratives used to smear all patriots who participated in the event, even all Trump supporters more broadly. So he didn't call for violence, did not call for an insurrection, wanted Donald Trump to declare an insurrection against Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the conspiracy of voter fraud that occurred in order to steal the election, because the government, including the state governments, seemed unwilling to uphold the constitutional rights of the American people to have their voices heard in a free and fair election. That right was denied to them. The government refused to even entertain any attempts at redress or reconciliation with this fact. Perfectly legal to call an insurrection act, in which case you could call in the militia. And so the Oath Keepers had heavily armed forces outside of D.C. So it's like what played into the narrative of D.C., it's that heavily armed people were outside of D.C. awaiting for the president to make a lawful order before they could go in, and they didn't. If this was all a big setup and they wanted to make an insurrection, wouldn't they have sent those people in? Isn't this obvious? But you have to understand a few things about how FBI informants actually work. I don't know if Darren J. Beattie did any research into this, but this is not how it works, because we're left with an either-or option. Either Stuart Rhodes gave people violent instruction and sent them in to commit crimes on behalf of his organization, in which case that is cut and dry entrapment and could never be prosecuted. So these people wouldn't be arrested, and if they were, they could say, hey, your agent told me to do this, and I was doing what he told me as part of his organization that he started. That's entrapment. You can't do that. Or he never gave any of those orders. He never told anybody to be violent, and so they have nothing to arrest him on because he is not part of a violent conspiracy. Because people that did do violent things were acting on their own in contradiction to his orders. Y'all want to be done with this, but I'll spend a little bit longer on it in the next segment because there's a few more comparisons that we need to make. But just know the either or that you set up with entrapment means that Stuart Rhodes cannot be an informant.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks, we have a lot of other news to cover, so I'll get over it. But, it's worth it sometimes to dig in on these particular topics and just go paragraph by paragraph explaining why all of this is misconstrued and wrong. Because Darren J. Beatty is a very sly fox. He's a very slimy individual. And he knows how to write an article that would convince you that what you're reading is the truth. But if you actually know what's really going on, if you can read between the lines, you have the supervision to pierce through the fancy words, it's pretty clear there is no argument here whatsoever. And in fact, the lengths that he goes to try to make one are shockingly dishonest and very much in the line of what you see your average hit piece from Vice or BuzzFeed or anything of the sort. So he says, this situation looks even worse when one understands what a QRF or quick reaction force does. Okay, a quick reaction force is a force that is there to react quickly, Darren J. Beatty. That's the definition. But how's he going to spin it? How's he going to try to spin this into something even worse than it is? He says, quick reaction force refers to a military unit that carries bombs, explosives, and firearms around in cars, trucks, or mobile units to enter violent situations with heavy machinery, heavy weaponry. Rose does not explicitly talk about his planned QRF composed of having explosives, but explosives are a common feature of QRFs in a military sense. So no accusations so far that Stuart Rhodes has had explosives in the QRF. Nothing about a QRF insinuates that explosives are a necessary component of it. It's literally a quick reaction force. It's a contingent of soldiers that is on standby, ready to enter into a dangerous zone when and if needed. It's as simple as that. But Darren J. Beatty claims that part of this intrinsically is to have explosives. I don't agree with that at all, but sure, a lot of military battalions have explosives in addition to other munitions, so maybe. But no, he wants to portray it as though somehow this QRF is somehow tied up with explosives, and then he ties this into this other woman, Jessica Watkins. Ohio Oath Keeper underling bar owner Jessica Watkins was said to have bomb-making instructions somewhere, whether physically on a computer or on a computer when police arrested her. Note that Jessica did not allegedly possess bomb-making materials, but bomb-making instructions. It could have been something she looked up because Stuart Rhodes was telling the group to form QRFs. What a ridiculous stretch. What an outrageous stretch to make. So Jessica Watkins is arrested and found with bomb-making instructions. And so Darren J. Beatty says maybe this is because Stuart Rhodes told her to form QRFs, which Darren J. Beatty says apparently always have explosives with them. It's an assumption based on a lie, right? It's bullcrap. More than 5 months later, other than those recovered from a single phone, Rhodes' personal communications from his own electronic devices still apparently haven't been recovered. Okay, but they took his phone and they searched it. What other electronics do you think he has? Do you know that he has other electronics? I don't know that he does. I think a phone is probably his main form of communication. It's probably his only electronic. Why wouldn't they collect the other electronics when they collected his phone? But they did collect his phone. But somehow them actually collecting his phone and searching it and getting information off of it is evidence that he is not under investigation? I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my mind around this Beatty logic. What we know is this. Jessica Watson was arrested on January 19th, but Stuart Rhodes is still a free man. So again, here he is drawing this comparison between one person that was arrested and himself. And he's saying, look, this person was arrested, Stuart Rhodes wasn't. Therefore, Stuart Rhodes is being protected by the DOJ. Except Jessica Watkins was inside the Capitol and has been charged with trespassing, and Stuart Rhodes never was and never did. Not exactly the same comparison. Again, Jessica Watkins should be free. There is no reason to put somebody in prison for walking through the Capitol, especially when the doors were open. But this is just dishonesty by Darren J. Beatty. He is comparing two completely disparate things and saying they're the same, and therefore Stuart Rhodes is a fed. There you go. We're in the effing Capitol, bro, she declared, looking straight into a cell phone camera and flashing the victory sign. Over Watkins' shoulder, the ornate carvings of the soaring Capitol Rotunda Dome were all visible, and all around her were mobs of people who had smashed their way into the hallowed building were milling about. Now, if Stuart Rhodes had been next to her while she filmed that video, then I would say Darren J. Beatty has an argument. But he wasn't. He was outside. He never entered into the Capitol building, and she did. Is that grounds for arrest? Absolutely not. But if you're making the comparison that this somehow proves unequal treatment, you're wrong. You're lying. You're lying. Okay. On December 6th, less than a month before 1-6, Oathkeeper founder Stuart Rhodes said the following. Show the world who the traitors are and use the Insurrection Act to drop the hammer on them. It's like you think he would have looked up Insurrection Act, having, you know, mentioned it like 12 times in his article. But he never bothered to do that, I guess. Says, we swore an oath, until you're 65, you can be called upon as the militia to support and defend the Constitution. He, President Trump, needs to know that you are with him. You are with him, and that if Trump does not do it now while he's commander-in-chief, we're going to have to do it ourselves later in a much more desperate and much more bloody civil war. Let's get it on now while he's still the commander-in-chief. Literally something I said on my show, something Stuart probably said on my show, something I still believe. We are now in a situation where to reverse what has happened will take a very bloody conflict, potentially, if we don't, you know, if we aren't able to win politically. But at that point, we had the office. He was the president of the United States. He could have done something to prevent it from getting worse, which it now has. Strike now, he says. If President Trump, fail to act while you're still in office, we the people will have to fight a bloody civil war and revolution against these illegitimate communist China puppets and their illegitimate regime. Absolutely true. Like, all of this is just blatantly true. I agree with all of it. And Donald Trump should have done something. Nothing in this is illegal. Nothing in this is calling for violence. Nothing in this substantiates any of the claims that the DOJ or Darren J. Beatty are making. Okay? It goes on and on. If you feel in your duty, we the people have no choice but to walk in the founder's footsteps by declaring the regime illegitimate and incapable of representing us, destructive to the just ends of government. Just like the founding generation, we will take to arms. We will declare our independence from that puppet regime. Absolutely. I would love to. I think it's necessary. I think state secession is the right way to do it. And don't for a second think that the FBI will the Fed will just shrug their shoulders, go, yeah, you can go away, Texas, that's fine. No, I want to be out from under these communist destroyers, this useful federal government occupied force in whatever way possible. Of course, they're just rounding us up and slaughtering us, which is also confirming Stuart Rhodes's plea to President Trump saying, please, for the love of God, don't let us become subject to this tyranny. So again, he just quotes on it. Like, he just pastes the same thing over and over and over. Same quotes, not calling for violence. And in fact, you know, Darren J. Beatty often asks, like, in fact, he says it here. Yeah, so much for highlighting highlights regarding Rhodes' activity up to 1-6. So he spends like a quarter of this article talking about what happened up until 1-6. Not once does he mention Stuart Rhodes calling for violence. Not once does he point out a statement of Stuart Rhodes instructing his people to do anything outside of the law. Nothing except for incendiary or, you know, hardcore language, the likes of which you see every day here on InfoWars. It says, person one, message leadership signal app saying Pence is doing nothing as I predicted. About 15 minutes later, he sent another message stating, All I see Trump doing is complaining. I see no intent by him to do anything. So the Patriots are taking it into their own hands. They've had enough. I'm pretty sure that's like maybe word for word exactly what I said when I saw the, beginnings of the violence at the Capitol. Exactly what I said. I said, look, the American people have been abused for way too long. Nobody is standing up for them. This is what happens when you abuse a population of people and then deny them the ability to have any sort of redress through the appropriate channels. They get mad. They lash out. They have been forced into this position. That's all Stuart Rhodes is saying. That's all I ever said. But Darren J. Beattie says, note the specificity suddenly drops off in paragraph 106. Every other text in this indictment is a direct quote, and then suddenly, for no reason, the specific words of the text are not quoted. Instead, we just get the paragraph, quote, informing the group that he was on his way. Well, what exactly did he say? How did he say it? Or was it just on my way? Was it enthusiastic encouragement? Were there direct orders or stronger suggestions? Or was it the opposite? Or did he say, don't do anything, I'm on my way? Or did he say, stand down, I'll be there shortly? Because that, the government would not want to include in their indictment. That they would try to keep out. If he'd actually called for violence, they would have loved to put that in there. That would have sealed up their case. Except, of course, for the whole, entrapment thing, right? Because none of this makes sense. Because you can't just tell people to do violence and arrest them for it.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us. And then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll move on. We'll move on. This just really stuck in my craw. You can go read this article for yourself. Or better yet, go watch Pete Santilli's video where Darren JBD stole all this information from. It'll be easier. I'll just read this final article here. The following section is especially important for the army of regime media fact-checkers who inevitably will descend like hyenas upon this groundbreaking, dangerous, and yet vitally important investigative piece. Just like, yeah, fluff yourself up a little bit more. You're literally writing the same thing that the mainstream media writes. Why would they attack you? You're literally attacking one of their number one targets. You might as well write an article attacking Alex Jones, calling him a Fed, saying, we'll see if the mainstream media attacks this. It's like, why would they? They love what you're doing. This is the best possible thing you could do for them because coming from the right, you are slandering this guy's reputation far more effectively than they would ever be able to do so. So well done, Darren J. Beatty, useful idiot. One final note. It goes on. I mean, I'm not even halfway through this this article. So you can go read it, but there's no more information in any of it. He compares him again to Thomas Caldwell, saying, why is Thomas Caldwell arrested if Stuart Rhodes is not? But of course, Caldwell was in the riot. So that's why. There's your answer. It's not that complicated. But then he goes on to talk about the fact that the Oath Keepers provide bodyguard services for these events. They go there and they protect the speakers and they protect the VIPs that attend these great events. That's what they always do. But he says, for what it's worth, providing security support free of charge to leaders of extremist group is by far the most popular cover story used by undercover FBI and Army counterintelligence operatives to gain access to VIP leaders of networks being spied on by government agencies. There's certain intel you only get by being up close all day. For example, Tupac Shakur's personal bodyguard was FBI informant, as was Fred Hampton's, Malcolm X, and Aryan Nation's leader, key leader Richard Butler. Even the chief of security for the JFK investigator, Jim Garrison, was an FBI informant. Yeah, that's because bodyguards spend all day, every day with their charge. So they get to be behind the scenes continuously for a long period of time. That's not what the Oath Keepers do. The Oath Keepers protect people for like 24 hours while they're on the site of some sort of protest or event. So, again, just another ridiculous comparison that does not at all correlate to what he's talking about. But he seems to offer this as proof that Stuart Rhodes is the Fed. It's utter nonsense, complete BS. I invite you to read through this with a critical eye and just think for yourself. Just don't listen to what Darren J. Beatty tells you to think. Look at the actual information he's presenting and ask yourself, does A equal B or is he weighing the scales a little bit? If he wants to come on the show and talk to me about it, I would love to have him on the show. I'd love to talk to him about this. I'd love to. I'd love to have a debate about this. I doubt that he will. I seriously doubt that he will. You know, coming on InfoWars is kind of like a, has he been on InfoWars? Okay. All right. I didn't expect that. Like I said, I've been very into Darren J. Beatty, and I went into this article expecting to be very disappointed in Stuart Rhodes because Darren J. Beatty's investigations have been very good before. But that's not what I found. I found essentially a BuzzFeed or a Slate article written by Darren J. Beatty. Stolen from Pete Santilli. So there you go. There you go. We'll move on, folks. We'll move on from this. Fear not. This is a pretty crazy story. No evidence leaking COVID-19 vaccines for children and fertility issues later in life. What? How can you know? How could you possibly know? You may have heard the warning from a friend or relative. Don't give your daughter the COVID-19 vaccine if you want to have grandchildren. Concerns about whether these vaccines will cause long-term fertility-related issues have rekindled as children aged 12 and over are vaccinated in Canada and elsewhere. But experts say studies, along with time-tested scientific research around vaccines, show these claims are baseless. That's right, folks. Even though the vaccine has only been around for about 5 months and they've only just started injecting it into children, they're already coming out and telling you there are no long-term effects. They couldn't possibly know. They could not possibly know. There's no evidence linking COVID-19 vaccines to children fertility issues later in life. There's also no evidence showing that that doesn't happen. So again, the mainstream media is very, very adept at telling the truth in order to get you to believe a lie. Right? It is true. There is no evidence that has long-term effects, but it's because it's impossible to have gleaned at this point. The evidence doesn't exist, so there's no evidence, but there's also no evidence to the contrary, right? Here's a report from Gateway Pundit that says Ashley Babbitt Shooter is a member of Mike Pence's security detail. The officer is still not named after 6 months. Ashley Babbitt's husband Aaron Babbitt and attorney Terrell Roberts joined Tucker Carlson earlier this month to discuss the continued challenges they've had getting any information on her death or the identity of her government-employed killer. During the discussion, Tucker Carlson asked Attorney Roberts about the report that Ashley Shooter left his loaded gun in the U.S. Capitol restroom. But again, we have no justice for Ashley Babbitt. No real politicians are actually coming out and fighting back against this, except for Paul Gosar, who is currently being attacked by the conservatives on his side. Perhaps that's why. Perhaps because he goes along with things like actually trying to figure out who murdered in cold blood the peaceful protester, young woman, and Air Force veteran who is the only person to have been slaughtered that day. Kamala Harris's staffers are anonymously leaking to media and revealing her office is a, quote, abusive environment, place where people are treated like crap, though they didn't use that word. Kamala Harris's staffers are leaking to the media and revealing just how horrific it is to work for the most hated VP in modern U.S. history. Last Friday, Kamala Harris and Deputy Director of Advance resigned while Harris was in El Paso, Texas. Do you remember what I said when I read that story? I said, or maybe it's because she's a shrieking harpy that's terrible to work with. Super vision. You read through the lines. You can figure things out before you're told them, right? I'm not special, by the way. I have no superpower. It does not take a genius to figure out that Kamala Harris is an incredibly, incredibly abrasive person to work with. You can just imagine. Harris's staffers describe a dysfunctional environment where people are thrown under the bus from the very top. Tina Flournoy, Harris's chief of staff and longtime Clinton fixture, was singled out as the main source of the abuse, but staffers also blamed Kamala Harris. In interviews, 22 current and former vice presidential aides, administration officials, and associates of Harris and Biden described a tense and at times dour office atmosphere. Aides and allies said Flournoy, an apparent effort to protect Harris, has instead created an insular environment where ideas are ignored or met with harsh dismissals and decisions are dragged out. Often, they say, she refuses to take responsibility for delicate issues and blames staffers for the negative results that ensue. It's the same story time and time again. Do you remember the workers at Facebook writing that open letter talking about the exact same type of atmosphere at the offices of Facebook? All of these people that worm their way into positions of power exude this same type of energy, and it infects their underlings. And it is a symptom of the sort of communistic totalitarian attitude, shutting people down, being mean to people. I mean, they're bullies, and that's how they control people. They don't listen to people. They aren't actually concerned with the feelings of other people. They put on a nice show for the cameras, but behind the scenes, these people are wicked beyond belief. Just incredibly distasteful attitudes. Their souls are putrid, and they infect others.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal here on InfoWars.com. By the way, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Buy your July 4th celebratorial material. You know, it's like this is like Christmas for us Americans. And one thing you can do, perhaps more patriotic than anything else in America at this point, is just shop from InfoWarsStore.com. Just shop from InfoWarsStore.com and the founders smile down upon you because There's not a lot of truth tellers out there anymore, certainly not ones willing to stand up and put their name to the stuff that we talk about. So it's what we do. We're all in. You know, this is I'm in. I'm here, right? Like I'm giving it my all. This is a day and night for me, and I know it is for the crew as well. And we're doing everything we can here at InfoWars to try to get you the information that you need to know in order to stave off the onslaught of globalist control that is washing over the entire world right now. So it's especially important to remember on July 4th the history, where we came from, how for all of time before July 4th, 1776, until you get all the way back to, you know, the 400s, I guess you had, the Republic didn't even last nearly that long, back to the time of Jesus, or even before, to actually have a Republican order of government. And like we just sort of accept it now that that's how it happened. Like, it didn't have to happen that way. The experiment of America didn't have to be a success. The revolution was by no means a foregone conclusion. In fact, it was a massive gamble, a major risk, and there was no evidence that it would even come off at all positive. But it did. It did. Tyranny was overthrown, and subjects became citizens for the first time in almost 2,000 years. What an amazing, amazing thing. I've talked about it before, but there's a show called Hornblower. It's about the British Navy around the time of the Napoleonic era, Napoleonic Wars. And at one point, this British ship picks up a American. And the American is like a superhero. Like, the British people were, all things considered, very, very free. Like, they had a lot of liberty. But they were still in a class system. They were still in a structure of control. Everybody was subject to somebody else except for the king. Everybody was a servant of somebody else. And so then this American gets on the ship and they're like, who do you serve? He's like, nobody. And they're like, yeah, but what do you mean? Like, they can't even comprehend it. They're like, but who tells you what to do? And he's like, no, I do what I want. I do what I think is good for me. And they can't even understand it. It's really a mind blowing thing to have citizens who are sovereign, to have a government that is a subject to its people rather than the other way around. A totally unique, novel concept drawn from the reaches of ancient history and reestablished in the late 1700s. And it now dominates the entire world. It's now the assumed position. Yeah, people should be sovereign. No, people shouldn't be subject to control outside of communist countries. This is the accepted upon thing. Human rights themselves. The Bill of Rights, the first of its kind, all the way back to the Magna Carta, which in itself was really rather tame. A great advancement in human liberty, but nowhere near like the Bill of Rights is, which again is now just assumed across the entire world. Now, the entire world doesn't get guns, and they don't get free speech. But the idea that you have intrinsic human rights, it's an American concept. So we can all take some time this weekend to remember those founding fathers, the sacrifices that they made, the success that they had, and the lesson that it taught, that freedom wins. Freedom wins over tyranny, no matter how the odds are stacked against them. What a glorious thing. And we hope that you help us continue this ongoing struggle for liberty. For after all, the cost of liberty is eternal vigilance. So we hope that you help us continue our vigil here at InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com, taking advantage of the 4th of July super sale. New deals added every day. So if you went there yesterday, there's a new deal today, but you're going to want to stock up because it's free shipping and double Patriot points through July 4th in this massive, massive sale. Now, I'll go to this video now and we'll finish it up in the next segment. Because if there's one thing you need to know to understand what happened on January 6th, it's that our election was stolen. If you don't understand our election was stolen, then yeah, it does look like an insurrection and a coup and an attempt to overthrow the United States. But when you understand that the evidence of fraud is so overwhelming as to be undeniable, then the actions on January 6th were not only understandable, they were tame in comparison to the threat of total control and the threat of having our every freedom taken away that Americans find themselves under. So I want to play this video. I think someone sent it to me. It's not mine, but it was made by somebody, I believe, on either BitChute or Rumble. It's called Unmasked. Have we uncovered the truth about the 2020 elections? We'll start it here and finish it in the next segment. Here it is.
No matter which side of the fence people have been on, they've been saying, show me the evidence. I'll believe it when I see the evidence. And people on both sides agree that something went terribly wrong in November 2020. But there really has been no comprehensive place to see the evidence of widespread fraud until now. This video is pure data, so don't get mad. You can't be angry when a scientist confirms that gravity pulls downward at negative 9.8 meters per second squared, even when that fact works against the narrative you've heard. So here we go. Just before we show you some new disturbing video evidence, we'll talk about statistical anomalies in three states in question. In the early hours of November 4th, 2020, Democratic candidate Joe Biden received several major vote spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia, suddenly placing him in the lead when he had been trailing Trump by a significant margin. 8,954 individual vote updates were analyzed. Across nearly all updates, there follows a clear statistical pattern. However, a very small number of batches are especially questionable. The four most notable aberrations were two in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and one in Georgia. And all occurred in the same five-hour window, in the middle of the night, when in some places counting reportedly had stopped. Not only do these updates not follow generally observed patterns, but their behavior is particularly extreme. For context, using publicly available data from the New York Times, here is a visualization of the number of votes by candidate in Michigan from the beginning of the election night to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on November 4th. Trump is in red, Biden is in blue. Notice the sudden and improbable spike in votes for Biden at 6:30 a.m., where Biden received 141,258 votes, while Trump only received 5,968. This extreme ratio is surrounded by updates that are nearly the same in ratio. This particular update is 23 times more votes for Biden, and is the most extreme update favoring Biden in all datasets across all states. The situation in Wisconsin is even more stark. A single update to the vote count brought Biden from trailing by over 100,000 votes into the lead. Thirdly, a vote update in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time on November 4th, which shows 136,155 votes for Joe Biden and only 29,115 for Donald Trump. The extents of these four vote spikes in question are more than the margin of victory in all three states, which means the spikes were not only abnormal in regards to percentage for Joe Biden, but also in magnitude of the vote count. Out of roughly 9,000 updates, this election was decided by only four extreme updates, each with a probability of less than 0.1%, meaning that had these four unlikely updates not happened, we would have a different president in the White House. Detractors argue that these spikes were merely human error and not indication of fraud, and the errors have been corrected. If the errors have been corrected, where is their evidence? Why were the results never changed? Others have said that the spikes indicate heavily Democratic precincts. If that were the case, then California would show many spikes of that magnitude, but it doesn't. Only one vote update in California is anomalous in percentage of Biden votes, but not enough magnitude to shift an outcome. The strangest anomaly visible in the data is a consistently identical ratio of Biden to Trump votes across time, which is theoretically impossible. Here is Florida. These updates occurred over a week following the election. Notice all the ratios of Biden to Trump votes are 100% identical over several days. This pattern shows up in many states. It appears that a computer algorithm is involved in the process, which is doing something called weighted race distribution, a feature of Diebold voting machines known as early as 2001, which gives values to votes rather than simply counting them. Here in California, we see an update of one vote, about 65%
of
that
value. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root,
We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at Band.Video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at Band.Video.
One vote go to more than one person?
It is well known and not disputed that Diebold's software was found to be switching votes through programming in past elections. Even though Diebold is no longer used, Dominion Voting Systems acquired ESNS in 2010, which had previously acquired Diebold under its new name of Premier Election Solutions. This does not exhaust all statistical data anomalies encountered in the 2020 election, but data anomalies is only one factor to consider. Next is eyewitness and video evidence. In Georgia, there's a case of a poll worker named Ruby who was seen on Instagram giving a secretive live video of her working in the back room filled with absentee ballots. At 10:30 p.m. on November 3rd, all media and poll watchers were told to leave State Farm Arena because ballot counting was going to stop. But Ruby and her daughter and three others remained behind at State Farm Arena. They pulled boxes of ballots out from under the table that was placed there in the morning and distributed them to several counting stations.
Back
to Fulton County, Georgia right now, where our reporter Blaine Alexander apparently has some new reporting on the expectations for that count.
Well, Rachel, we've learned that the counting continues tonight. You know, right here in State Farm Arena behind me, we've learned that there are five people who are still inside, still working to scan those absentee ballots and try and get those numbers tabulated. Now, initially, we believe we were told that everybody went home at about 10:30, but I just got off the phone with the county spokesperson who tells me that indeed there are still some people in there quite literally burning the midnight oil, scanning ballot after ballot and trying to get that information in.
And Blaine, specifically, you said five people are inside that building? There's five actual individuals who are working on all the absentees in Fulton County right now? Just five? Wow. Talk about having the sort of fate of the nation in your hands.
Ruby is seen here in this video running the exact same stack of ballots to the machine three times. Other workers do the same. Note that a large surge in Biden votes can be observed after this tabulation at 0634 Greenwich Mean Time, which is 1:34 a.m. in Georgia, just after the time in question. You may ask, can a ballot really be counted more than once? Here is your answer from Coffee County, Georgia.
Can you scan a ballot more than once?
I've just done it.
I'm talking about you just...
Yeah.
You just keep scanning.
I just kept scanning that same...
You just keep scanning.
I just scanned the same batches that y'all just voted. Mm-hmm. I never got any more until that one.
I don't know why they approved such a system.
Ruby allegedly posted this later on social media. Of course, the mainstream media calls this misinformation, and most references to these videos have been deleted from internet search results. Apple News, the morning of the election, sent out a push message to Apple News subscribers that elections are secure. So if it's true that election fraud is rare, what about Raquel Rodriguez? She was recently arrested for election fraud in Texas because of overwhelming video evidence incriminating herself that she was harvesting ballots for pay.
Look at the top of ticket votes for either Biden. How many votes do you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
And what are we looking at as far as how much that's going to cost?
For the entire team that I'm looking at 55,000.
So $55,000 for 5,000 votes top of the ticket, eager Biden.
If not more. I'm not going to overpromise because remember, we're 16 days till election day. You give me cash, you can do whatever you want to do.
$55,000 upfront, 5,000 votes.
That's right.
Then there is cybersecurity evidence and the question of whether Dominion voting machines were tampered with over internet connections. Signed affidavits under oath from cybersecurity experts indicate that Dominion voter systems and Edison Research were using an unencrypted VPN with login credentials that were easily accessible and used by foreign adversaries to monitor and manipulate votes. The IP addresses into the Edison Research host service went in both directions, meaning that not only were China and Iran and other countries accessing the servers, but also Edison Research was communicating back to these adversaries. The claims that Dominion voting machines were not connected to the internet are completely false. Cybersecurity experts have followed the communication of the data from Dominion voting servers and Edison Research to foreign countries. A simple web search will uncover that DominionVotingSystems.com is registered to a company in Hunan, China. Three of the seven board members of UBS Securities are Chinese nationals. That company owns Staple Street Capital, which in turn owns Dominion. On top of that, the Dominion software is licensed from Smartmatic, which is a Venezuelan-owned and controlled company, and we're all familiar with how their elections go. Furthermore, forensic audits of the machines reveal significant errors. Although the mainstream media and politicians are saying that it's dangerous misinformation that Dominion voting systems are unsecure, this was the very message that several left-leaning news sources were claiming less than a year ago. NBC News and PBS found out just how easy it is to hack voting machines or cast fake votes.
It's important to know that Georgia just spent over $100 million on a contract with Dominion to provide image cast hardware to the state in time for the next primaries and for the 2020 election. And yet here these kids were who had opened it up. They said, look, you can pop the front off of it and here's a port you can get into right here. That's easy. You know, all kinds of stuff that you could certainly do within 6 minutes behind a curtain, much less if you had extra time because any of these were connected to the web, as we've discovered a couple of days before, so many of them are.
Despite opposition and attacks, election security experts were able to audit Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan, revealing unusually high error and adjudication rates. What does that mean? According to the report, Dominion Voting Systems is intentionally designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Ballot errors are sent to adjudication, which means the vote can be decided by an election worker where there is no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail.
We've scanned 113,130 as of moments ago. We've adjudicated 106,000 plus of those.
Experts identified an error rate of 68.05%, which is far above the Federal Election Commission guidelines of 0.0008%, or 1 in 250,000. Although vote adjudication logs are available for prior election years, suspiciously, all the logs for the 2020 cycle were missing. Moreover, all security logs prior to 11:03 p.m. on November 4th are also missing. If that's not enough, the Election Event Designer log shows that the Dominion Image Cast Precinct cards were reprogrammed on October 23rd and again on November 5th, which violates the Help America Vote Act, which includes a 90-day safe harbor period that prohibits changes to election systems, registries, hardware, and software updates without undergoing recertification. Even if skeptics and critics persist that these issues are inconsequential, they should be willing for forensic audits to take place for transparency, yet they have viciously attacked attempts to review logs. Why is that if there's nothing to hide? Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona have even ignored subpoenas for release of election data and Dominion machine audits until after the inauguration. Then there's the mass influx of unsolicited mail-in ballots. The key word is unsolicited. In other words, people receiving ballots they never asked for. Politicians use the coronavirus to push mass mail-in ballots and extending the time to receive those ballots till many days after the election. There are many reports of people who voted in person also receiving multiple unsolicited ballots in the mail. People who did not send in a mail-in ballot denied in-person voting because they were told they had voted already by mail when they hadn't. This opened up chaos in the system and uncertainty as to who actually voted. Additionally, signature verification requirements were slackened in many states, adding even more uncertainty. In fact, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State unilaterally removed legislative signature requirements for mail-in ballots. More than 1,000 signed affidavits have been given by poll workers who have witnessed illegal activities, non-equal treatment of Republican poll watchers, counting ballots in locations with no poll watchers not permitted close enough to see the counting process, shredding ballots, garbage bags full of ballots for Trump, entire boxes of hundreds of supposedly mail-in ballots that have no folds, indicating they were never actually mailed by anyone. The list goes on and on. These affidavits are signed by witnesses under penalty of perjury, so this should not have been taken lightly, but these witnesses were never heard in court. Unfortunately, what we have covered is only the tip of the iceberg on fraud, cover-ups, federal election law violations, and dishonesty on a global scale.
So either the Secretary of State's office is recording and certifying results that have negative errors and fraudulent votes in them, or someone is giving them negative information.
Recent polls show an overwhelming percentage of the U.S. don't trust the 2020 election was without fraud. At the end of this video, the credits will be further data scrolling through that you can read for yourself, and pause and go back and read again. So what can you do? Firstly, find a way to download this video and share it. Film it with your mobile phone. Do anything to duplicate this. Post it with a hashtag, here is the evidence, hashtag every legal vote. Because guaranteed, big tech and social media giants will do their best to erase it from the internet, as they've already done with much of the evidence we've already shared. And if they can't erase it, they'll fake fact check it. Well, guess what? We've already done the fact checking. We've gone through thousands of pages of data, sworn affidavits, forensic reports, and cybersecurity reports. Secondly, you can demand election reform from your election state and local officials. We cannot let another election ever be this questionable ever again. This is the United States of America. People used to look to us on how to have democracy through our voting system. 2020 was a complete sham, and it cannot ever happen again.
There you go, folks. We'll post that video on band.video. Please do share that link. Please do get the word out. What do you say to that? I mean, show that to somebody if they're willing to sit down and watch a 15-minute video with an open mind. How could they possibly come away with any conclusion other than something happened? Something happened, needs to be investigated.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Even in death, John McAfee remains to be the same fascinating character that he's been since the beginning of his career, which he claimed was at Missouri Pacific Railroad with a fake resume in 1969, where he was routing trains with an IBM computer while tripping on LSD every day. He said that his mind was shattered after overdosing on DMT and watching the computer spitting out train schedules to the moon, and that part of him believes he's still on that trip, and that one day he'll find himself back on his couch in St. Louis listening to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And this is a very strange tale to tell, because during this time, McAfee was employed by NASA, working as a programmer for the Apollo moon mission. After a decade of computer programming, McAfee worked as a software consultant, and while employed by Lockheed, he received a copy of the first computer virus, Brain, and developed cybersecurity software, which would soon lead to McAfee. In just a few years, McAfee grew into the largest antivirus company in the world. And in 1994, John McAfee suddenly stepped down as CEO and sold all of his shares for $100 million. Shares to a company that would be sold 16 years later for $7.7 billion. After suffering the 2008 crash, McAfee's $100 million was down to $4. He then went to Belize in 2009, built a jungle laboratory, and began producing a natural antibiotic made from a local plant. The local government attempted to shake him down for $2 million, and he denied them. A week later, the country's elite gang suppression unit, trained by the FBI, raided McAfee's jungle lab and killed his dog.
They killed my fucking dog.
McAfee responded by hiring prostitutes, training them to be spies, and delivering spyware to high-ranking members of the Belize government, which gave McAfee incriminating evidence on them.
I did find out that the Minister of National Defense was the largest drug trafficker in all of Central America, and the Minister of Immigration, the largest human trafficker.
After this, McAfee's remaining dogs were poisoned, his neighbor was killed, and he was blamed for it. He evades arrest and returns to America, where he begins to get heavily involved in libertarian politics, railing against big banks, supporting decentralized cryptocurrency, and warning people of Silicon Valley and big government tyranny. In 2019, after the IRS convened a grand jury to charge McAfee, he fled the country, operating from Cuba and from his boat in the Bahamas. He launched a crypto coin called WACT, and to promote it, he used an image of Hillary Clinton smiling upon a freshly suicided Jeffrey Epstein while holding a slice of pizza, a la Pizzagate. He made it clear that he feared for his life, and he made it clear that he was not suicidal. He claimed that one of his body doubles was poisoned.
One of my body doubles, one of my many body doubles, disappeared 11 days ago. He reappeared today in the hospital with no recollection of what had happened to him.
And that the CIA was working with the Bahamian government to go after him. He threatened to expose them and announced that he had over 31 terabytes of incriminating data.
Incredible stuff, folks. What an incredible life that guy lived. Unbelievable life and death of John McAfee, one of the latest from Greg Reese, Infowars.com, band.video. A lot of inspiration there. Now, one man can achieve quite a bit when he's driven. Very tragic. Enemy of the state. Enemy of the state is a friend of humanity, folks. Rest in peace, John McAfee. We'll be right back.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal here on band.video's Infowars.com. So many stories to cover still, and we'll take your calls. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call right now at American Journal. Tell us what you think about the goings-on in the world. You know, we get a lot of tips from listeners and callers. My DMs on Twitter are always open. I get a lot of good information through there. It was through my Twitter DMs that a Canadian first made me aware of the rash of arson going on in that northern country. So I reported it yesterday, and I've reported it before, and now it looks like mainstream media is catching up, as yesterday, yet another church was burned in Canada. This time, yes, once again, arson. It's pretty undeniable. This time it was even worse than before, as it was a 100-plus-year-old church that was burned. In fact, I think we have a video of it here you can throw up. But this is, of course, as a direct consequence of the rhetoric that's gone on in Canada, and especially the completely contrived and manufactured outrage about the so-called mass graves that are being found all over Canada. So let me read you first about this century-old Catholic church in Morinville. A Catholic church destroyed in a suspicious fire early Wednesday was the heart and soul of the north of a town north of Edmonton, where it had stood for more than a century, according to the community's mayor. Now, I'm having a hard time getting an actual count on how many churches have been burned. This article says at least six other Catholic churches on First Nation lands across Canada have burned down in the past week, RCMP The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they're treating the other fires as suspicious as well. But I've heard up to 10 churches have been burned in a single week. I saw the Twitter account iHypocrites say have this observation, which is absolutely true. If 10 mosques were burned in Canada in a single week, Justin Trudeau would declare martial law. He would shut down the entire country. America would be sending troops into Canada to suppress and quell the racist insurrection. As far as I can tell, nothing is being done at this point. Absolutely nothing. Centuries-old church burned to the cinders, burned to nothing. And some people say church number 10, at least acknowledged by the mainstream media, or at least 7 churches burned in a single week. Unbelievably outrageous. Churches in Canada, you need to have a guard. You need to have somebody there who can protect your church because somebody's coming to burn it down, and the government is sure as hell not doing anything to stop them. In fact, the government may arrest you if you try to hold vigil at your church. You try to go hang out at your church in order to prevent it from being burned down. Probably have the Mounties show up and haul you off to jail like they did with Arthur Pawlowski and several other prominent Canadian pastors. Just in case you were wondering whether this is a unique, independent event, everyone who's watching this show should be well aware that this is all a part of a single coordinated effort to destroy the Christian church in Canada. And this comes hand in hand, part and parcel with the blood libel now of genocide being exposed by these mass graves found at schools. Now, I've talked about this before. I think what was done to the natives sounds pretty brutal to me. To be taken away from their culture, to be told that their ancestors and their history represent unmitigated evil, that they themselves have to purge themselves of this racial poison that they have in them. Sounds pretty bad. Of course, it sounds like critical race theory. It sounds like what's being taught to our children in our schools. Have their children turned against their parents. Told that all the traditions and holidays and religious beliefs of their parents are in fact evil and brainwashed by the state into conformity with what the state decides should be their ethics and morality. Yeah, it's literally what's happening here. It was bad then, it's bad now. This was not a genocide. They are not finding mass graves. Mass graves are a very specific thing. They're big holes in the ground that you dig when you are slaughtering people en masse. Or a ditch or a trench where bodies are just thrown haphazardly after being shot in the head or poisoned or in some other way slaughtered. These are graveyards. These are cemeteries. These are individual plots dug and then filled with the body of individuals who died while in the care of the state from disease, from accidents, perhaps in some cases from abuse. Certainly, I'm sure that took place. But to frame this as a genocide, to frame this as mass graves, evidence of the slaughter that took place, and then to run with that story and actually act like this is being discovered now. Nobody knew this was happening, and now it's being discovered that mass graves of Indians exist by churches all over Canada. Completely dishonest, completely false, and is now having real-world consequences as the ire and rage that this lie has drummed up in the Native population in Canada is driving them to burn down churches. One a day at least for the past week. Or 10 in the past week if you listen to some other people. Just completely egregious. Wall Street Journal. Canadian police investigate Catholic churches burning down on Indigenous land. The fires, which occurred after graves were found near former church-run schools, have been deemed suspicious. These graves were not found. They were always there. These are cemeteries, graveyards, they're there. Everybody knows that they're there. Church has records of them. But then they go fly over them with ground-piercing radar and act like they're just discovering them. total blood libel for something that hasn't happened in 100 years in Canada. The blazes followed the recent discovery of over 900 unmarked burial sites near former residential schools in Kamloops, British Columbia, and in the province of Saskatchewan. Too much of a coincidence at this point. Now, you think that's the case? Canada's residential schools were sponsored by the state, but run by religious groups. The institutions were meant to assimilate Indigenous children into European-Canadian culture, were often rife with abuse, later investigations found. The Roman Catholic Church operated a majority of these schools across Canada, where 150,000 students attended and which operated for over a century. So 150,000 students attended. They operated for over a century. And you're surprised that a couple hundred graves were found near these areas? No. It's totally manufactured, but it's understandable. Just blood libel. Just blood libel against the Canadian people. An attempt to cause division and destroy Christianity in that country. In the same time that they are arresting pastors, dragging them away from their families for daring to hold a secretive church meeting against the dictates of their government. Just sick. Sick, 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 sick stuff. Right? Because while the Canadian government, in coordination with the Canadian media, is slandering Canadians, their history, their culture, blaming them for crimes they didn't commit. Meanwhile, you have the Canadian government doing everything it can to bend over backwards for the Chinese Communist government, selling out just huge chunks of their entire country wholesale to Chinese buyers. Entire cities in Canada, now majority Chinese population. Meanwhile, you know, I hear about Tiananmen Square, 1989, when they literally killed 10,000 students and then crushed them under the wheels of their tanks until they were so disassembled they could be washed down a drain. You want to speak up about that, Canada? Or are you too busy framing your ancestors with the disgusting blood libel to actually care about the literal mass murderers that you are now rolling over for and opening your country to? Despicable as it is hypocritical. We'll be right back to your calls.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, going to your calls momentarily. I just have to cover... Oh, God, I have to cover a couple things, but... I mean, I guess this still works on people. I guess the fear-mongering still works on some people, because they're definitely trotting it out in increasingly ridiculous ways. From Yahoo News, perfect storm. It's the perfect storm. Bulletin warns of extremist violence as pandemic restrictions lift. It's the perfect storm. You know what that means, right? It's when all these different weather systems get together and it's just one big, massive, unsurvivable cacophony of chaos and destruction. The perfect storm. So what are the different threads all coming together in this case? The pandemic letting up, and 4th of July. Are you scared yet? Are you frightened yet? We'll skip down to the bottom of this article to figure out whether there's any legitimacy to this or not. Quote, while no specific plot has been identified for Independence Day, the intelligence brief ominously notes that federal officials are seeing evidence of radicals, particularly white supremacists and violent-prone people, planning. They're planning. Oh, they're planning, all right. We're sure of it. In fact, we're providing the information that they need. So no, there is no plan. There is no plot. They are literally just fear-mongering and admitting it. It's amazing. It truly is incredible. A new Homeland Security bulletin obtained exclusively by ABC News warns that, quote, violent extremists may seek to exploit easing COVID-19 restrictions, increased access to mass gatherings, and possible changes in levels of violence during the summer months to conduct attacks against a range of potential targets with little or no warning. Isn't that hilarious? With little or no warning. So they're literally taking the fact that there is no evidence of this, and they're turning that into a point of fear, right? It's like, well, are they planning something? And it's like, no, they're not. And that's what makes it so scary, right? It'll be without warning. Yeah, we haven't heard any chatter. There's no specific plots at all. Nobody, as we can tell, is actually planning on carrying out any violence, and that's what makes it scariest of all, isn't it? It's how quiet it is. Isn't that amazing? With little or no warning. It'll happen with little or no warning, because we have no evidence that it's actually going to happen. So be scared, because it'll be a surprise. Homeland Security officials also expressed fears about the, quote, recent rise in mass shootings nationwide, noting that it increases our concern for violence, particularly in advance of the upcoming holiday celebration and anniversaries associated with high-profile
extremist attacks. And as we know, and as they make a note to mention, white supremacists. It's all these white supremacists, and they're especially worried because of this rash of mass shootings, like the Q mass shootings that saw 17 victims in Chicago alone this weekend, perpetrated by black people, right? What about the not effing around crew member who shot a cop in the head and then fled to his militia's hideout, the black supremacist, black nationalist group? Is that the type of mass shooting that you're talking about? What about the guy who traveled state to state hunting white people, killing five in a spree that he admitted was racially motivated? Is that the type of mass shooting that you're talking about increasing in frequency? What about the mass shooting here in Austin? Black kids who were too young to buy guns anyway, so they had them illegally and have now been released by the prosecutor, even though they were involved in a mass shooting. You want to speak up on that? Or no, you have to portray it all as if it is white supremacist. So you mention the mass shootings, and then you fearmonger about white supremacists. You leave it up to the reader to assume that these two things are connected, despite the fact that they are contrary to each other. One actually sort of discredits the other. Telling the truth, but leaving you with a lie in your mind. All these mass shootings and white supremacists are the biggest threat. But don't look into the details about either one of those things, or the whole lie will be exposed. Just incredible. Incredible stuff. More crime to talk about later, but let's go out to your phone calls. We go now to Max in Kansas, the death of Donald Rumsfeld. Max, I assume you are heartbroken by this. Inconsolable, I would guess. What are your thoughts on the death of Donald Rumsfeld, Max?
Sad is not the right word to put it. Good riddance. That's how I'd put it. He died yesterday, and he can burn hell for what he's done, being responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan, for signing off the torture memos and being connected to the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, for lying to the American people about weapons of mass destruction, and being buddy-buddy with Saddam Hussein. And, of course, we can't forget about Rumsfeld telling the press on September 10th of 2001 about $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. And very coincidentally and conveniently, the accounting side of the Pentagon is destroyed the very next day by, in Rumsfeld's words, quote, missile damage.
Oh. Yep, an architect of our current world, an architect of the quagmire in the Middle East, and responsible personally for the complete evisceration of American reputation around the world with those images of Abu Ghraib, which he attempted to resign for, but George Bush rejected that resignation. Truly incredible. Yeah, what a dirty man. And you can look into his life. I mean, that was the end of his life. That was like his greatest accomplishment. But the man was a swamp creature from way, way back. And I thank you for your kind words there, Max. Anything else before I let you go?
Yeah, something's been bugging me. It's grossing me out seeing conservative media mourn this monster. Yeah. I mean, Fox did, Newsmax did, and other people on other social media were. It's like, he's a known liar.
Yeah.
Condoleezza Rice and Cheney and Bush lying about weapons of mass destruction. Anyway, I could go on for hours about that.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. And what we're seeing is the pattern, like when George H.W. Bush passes away, and weren't there like 9 funerals for him? Like the whole country had to like have a live feed of his casket moving through the streets of Houston, Texas. The man, a despicable super spy. That has basically been responsible for the utter destruction of this country. And yet, because of the mainstream media, we worship these people. When I say we, of course, I mean them, not us. But we got to go through this rigmarole acting like they're all saints once again. Thank you so much for the call, Max. I want to move on quickly so we get in one more call this seg. Let's go to Joe in Chicago. How to share banned videos on Facebook. Thanks for calling in, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I'll make it short and sweet for you guys. Buddy of mine showed me this feature. I assume most people either use Samsung or iPhones, but this pertains to iPhones only, as far as I know. But there's a way in the settings to go to screen record. And if people are interested, they can just Google it and figure out how to do it. But since we can't share the links on YouTube, or I'm sorry, on Facebook, which, let's face it, no matter what, that's still the primary force of just getting information out there, no matter how much we don't like it. But what we can do is, the name of the game is getting eyes on this content, and everyone has a trigger moment, whether it be a Republican, a liberal, a crazy leftist. Usually everyone has something in their brain that's just waiting to be woken up.
Yep.
And the thing is that people aren't going to click these links or videos or things that take them to other websites. They need the TikTok format.
It needs to be right there. No, you're exactly right. You can be that instant. You can be that moment that opens their eyes and exposes them to something new. And I love what you're saying here, Joe. We're about to go to break, but I just want to just clarify for our audience. It is possible with iPhones and with Androids to screen record your phone through the phone's app built in. You don't have to download anything else. Figure out how to do that. Whenever you're watching something on Bandai Video that you like, screen record your phone, post that video onto your Facebook, and they won't be able to censor it immediately. They'll have other algorithms go through. It might eventually get tagged, but it'll be far, far easier to share and get that information out. You can even do little five-second snippets for people.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the Some breaking news here that you're going to want to hear. Supreme Court upholds Arizona voting law, hands Democrats a big loss. Supreme Court upheld Arizona's voting law that cracks down on ballot harvesting and takes aim at mail-in ballot fraud, despite a challenge from the DNC. The High Court ruled that reforms in Arizona's law do not violate the Voting Rights Act. Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Thomas, and Barrett sided with Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, while Justice Kagan, Breyer, and Sotomayor said that the law violates Section 2 of the VRA. Isn't it amazing this has to go to the Supreme Court? It's like they're like, the Democrats just go out into neighborhoods and just vote on behalf of people. Like, they are going out into neighborhoods where they know they get a lot of votes, and they are ballot harvesting, a.k.a. just voting for people using volunteers, or in some cases, people that are paid. There's no way that should be illegal. Then the other side is like, sir, that's racist. It's like, this has to go to the Supreme Court to determine this? The Supreme Court, really? Okay, that argument's happening. Matt in New York is our next caller, but before I go to that, I want to go to this here's a pun for you, illuminating video from yesterday night talking about all of the New Yorkers asked to turn off their appliances and help conserve power because power outages were imminent. Here's that video.
Paul Maurice and Jessica Con Edison crews are all hands on deck trying to restore power as quickly as possible. But City Hall and Con Ed are pleading with people to lower their AC and
lower your AC, folks.
Dishwashers and microwaves.
Look, turn it down. Keep it paused on this.
Bigger outages.
You know, you got to turn it down. You don't use your microwave. Don't use your AC. Meanwhile, her entire backdrop is just nothing but massive 20-story tall LCD screens. All of them on. Just it's bright as day in Times Square, and they're telling you to turn off your AC. You'd be hot in 90-degree weather, but, you know, Coca-Cola needs their 10-story-tall electronic billboard lighting up the night sky. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. It's kind of like the Great Reset, right? I mean, this is it. If you go to England, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Oh, unless you're a part of a massive multinational corporation, then those are waived. If you're in New York, you gotta shut your power off, unless you're a multinational, in which case, just pour electricity into the street like it's an open fire hydrant, and, you know, we'll make the peasants suffer. It's just incredible. I love that video. The energy situation is dire here. It's just like these massive screens all around her on its, It's a silly place, New York City. We have a man from that dumpster by the sea. Matt from New York. Although, I don't know if you're from New York City, so I don't want to smear you with that, Matt. But thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Take it easy, Harris. I'm a Long Island boy.
All right. I'm sorry. I love everybody. But that, you got to admit, that's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
It is actually a dumpster by the sea. You got it pretty accurate right there. But what I was going to say, what we need to do, we need an InfoWars home security system with a direct live feed so that when these tyrants show up, we can press a button, get them on camera, send also a pocket constitution with them, and we can expose these tyrants. Because we got to flip the script on these guys. We got to go on the offensive, man. We got to organize these guys. This is so blatant. We have to organize a massive prayer rally where we pray and we let Jesus Christ show us the way. And we don't leave. We take all our InfoWar rations. We bring them there. And we don't go home till we lock up every one of these rooster suckers. You know what I mean? Every one of them, man. Every single one of them. We go one by one down the list. The crimes are so blatant in our face. Just pick one congressman. We'll go after one. Legally, lawfully, and peacefully. We'll move 10 million. We'll have 10 million people. And We'll get lawyers. We'll get everyone. Right?
You know, I like that idea of a prayer rally. Because you know, even though you know January 6th is our latest is the Reichstag fire, right? Like they're portraying it as something horrible that justifies rounding up political dissidents, even though nothing happened and it was 99.99% completely peaceful and the violence that did occur was minimal at best. But what if we made it explicit? What if it was like we're all going to go to this area, maybe it's the Capitol, and we're going to say, you know, everybody come here and just put your hands in the air. We're all just going to go and put our hands in the air and sit in the Capitol. Let them try to make that seem violent. Let them attack us. Let's have that visual. A bunch of patriotic Americans not storming the Capitol, but peacefully walking up with their hands in the air. And what are they going to say? This was violent. This was an attack. I think a prayer rally is actually a really fantastic idea. A purposeful, peaceful, nonviolent sit-in somewhere. Let's use these tactics against the left and let's combine it with the spiritual power of prayer. I think that's a very powerful idea, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We got to do something, man, because we can't just sit here because this is full out war. They're just doing it with smile. They're doing it a whole different technique and it's worked. I mean, if this shot is really as poisonous as they're telling us it is, I mean, they're literally telling you it's poison.
Yeah.
We're potentially going to lose, I mean, more than half of America. You know what I mean? We are under attack. I mean, this is like first propaganda, the Smith Modernization Act, right? That's the first. That's open attack. Okay, we declared war on you, and now what's the next thing you do? You poison the waters. You poison the people, right? That's number two. Now we're just waiting for the troops. We're just waiting for the boots to come in. I mean, that's the last step. I don't see how that's not going to happen if we keep going down, you know what I mean? If we keep allowing all this to happen, we have innocent people getting their eyeballs kicked out in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, innocent patriots. You know what I mean? That whole thing was organized, man. This is all to break us, man. This was organized, man, so that more people don't rise up. All right? So what we need to do is we need to rise up more. We need 10 million people, every Christian, everybody that believes in Jesus Christ, we have to come together. Because even myself, I'm a sinner. I'm not a good person. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm good and evil too, man. But I'm way more good than evil. You know what I mean? These people are pure evil. And we have to fight. We have to fight them through prayer, through peace. And if need be, you know, we got to do whatever the hell we got to do. These people are killing us.
Yeah.
They're stomping out innocent patriots' eyeballs in jail. And we're all sitting here like momos.
Yeah,
right?
destroying their lives. Dragging them away in front of their 4-year-old children, even though there's video of them walking through an open door held by them by the Capitol Police. It is utterly unacceptable.
That's why you guys need to put out a security system where we have cameras. We have cameras on all of us at all times. This is no joke. With a live feed, you press that button, you say, hey, tyrant, you're on camera, live feed right now. And by the way, you're breaking this law, that law, and this law. You know what I mean?
I do like that idea a lot. Maybe like a pin-on camera or something, to where it uploads straight to the cloud, to where they can't confiscate your camera and take it away. Very powerful stuff, Matt. Thank you so much for your call and have fun in New York. I do love New York. It's a nice city. Please don't take offense if I call it a dumpster. It's a nice city, and there are very nice people there. As Matt from New York is evidence. Thanks so much for the call, Matt. Let's go quickly to Angus in Pittsburgh, the Great Divide in COVID meds. You're on the air, Angus.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate your patience. My God, you guys go through so much information. Real briefly, I think there is a divide. The divide would be within intelligence agencies. Information is leaking out. There's information leaking out. So that shows me that there's a divide within intelligence agencies like the CIA, the FBI. I think they're fighting each other right now.
Sure, they're fighting each other, and there's you know, factions within those individual groups. There is certainly a clandestine civil war taking place right now, 100%.
Yeah, and like General Flynn within the military, this is also happening.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say that in addition to that, there is information leaking out, which gives us hope. But there's I heard the other day one of the doctors that was talking spoke about NAC, NAC, N-acetylcysteine or cysteine, and they pulled it off the shelves at Rite Aid.
All right, well, stay on the line. We're about to go to break. We'll come back to talk about this supposed COVID cure.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's me and all of my maskless friends having a party, contrary to government orders. Yeah, just getting down. Just getting down like a couple bats. All right, it's a Bat Dance Party this Thursday morning. Here at your headquarters for coronavirus news, Infowars.com, band.video, taking your calls. We've got the three J's. We've got Johnny, Jefferson, and Josh in North Carolina. We're going to finish up with Angus. Quickly, please, Angus, so we can get to these other calls. This new COVID med you were describing, I hadn't heard of it, NAC.
Yeah, it's called NAC, NAC. They pulled it off the shelves. It's like ivermectin, or notice how the doctors were having trouble with the vitamin D and vitamin C. Well, they pulled NAC, NAC. It's in acetyl, it's an amino acid, and they pulled it off the shelves. If actually these people wouldn't run a risk of letting loose a virus that would kill them, but they want to make sure that you don't have nutrients and supplements to defend yourself.
That is certainly one thing that is abundantly clear is since the beginning of this pandemic, the vaccine has been the only solution offered. Cures were not only not discussed, discussion of any cures was demonized and, in fact, made practically illegal. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, anything in between was demonized and forbidden from being used. They didn't want a cure. They wanted a vaccine. They didn't want people to be healthy. They want people to get a vaccine. So they never talked about the vitamins that you can take that can help you ward this off. They never talked about the, losing weight and, you know, preventing diabetes and preventing these other contributing factors that actually cause COVID-19 to perhaps lead to death. In the vast majority of cases, it was always people with some sort of secondary condition that aggravated the COVID-19. But they were not interested in any of that. No, no, it was masks, lockdown, social distancing, and vaccines, and any other solution, suggestion, or health advice was demonized entirely. So I'm not surprised that this NAC is also being taken off the shelves, as they don't seem interested in actually helping people with their health, just coercing them into getting the experimental vaccine. Thanks so much for the call, Angus. Johnny from Denmark, haven't heard from you in a while. Welcome back to the program. I do have to ask you to keep it a little bit short because we still got two more callers that I want to get to. But you have proof from the CDC that COVID is fake. I think I may have covered this on the show, Johnny. I was wondering if you were going to call in when I played the video of the guy saying that he has never found COVID. He's never been able to isolate it. And I was thinking about you while we played that. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Sure. I was happy to see the even after having said that it strains credulity to think that COVID-19 doesn't exist, that you had an open mind about it. But unfortunately, the source that you cited was somewhat questionable. It may be true, may not be true. But even if it was, Jefferson, whom I love, offered a refutation that was, in my opinion, quite deficient because he said that, all the tests were fake. He's still, assuming arguendo that it was real, if there were 1,500 cases and of none of those cases were the supposed pandemic, it would really give you pause.
Mm-hmm.
But getting to the main point, I mentioned this before. The CDC itself, in its Emerging Infectious Diseases, Volume 26, Issue 6 from June 2020, ISS number 1080-6059 had an article titled Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus 2 from Patient with Coronavirus Disease, United States. And it's pretty hard going even for a scientific geek like me, but it's explained very well by Dr. Tom Cowan, who is a recently retired general practitioner who didn't take insurance money. Think about that. And he wrote an article titled Only Monkeys' Kidney Cells Grew the Virus. Basically, what they did was they tried to infect mice with a virus. They couldn't infect any mice. They tried to infect three types of human virus cells with the alleged virus, and they couldn't do that either. And the only type of cell they could infect was a monkey kidney virus only after they had, quote, cured, unquote, the cells with two strong antibiotics, which are known to cause renal damage and starve the cells, too.
We have the article here, Dr. Thomas Cowan. Only poisoned monkey kidney cells grew the virus. Very, very interesting stuff. We'll take a look at this and dig into it. Thanks so much for the call, Johnny. I do want to move on so we can get perhaps a rebuttal from Jefferson, who's on the line right now. But Jefferson's actually called in about government entrapment tactics. But he did mention you, Jefferson. So, you know, welcome to the show. You're on the air. What's this about government entrapment tactics? Jefferson?
So they can grow the virus on kidney cells, but the virus doesn't exist. That doesn't make any sense.
I think it just lends more, you know, credibility to the argument that we don't know what the hell is going on, and most of what we're hearing as certainty is not as certain as they're claiming it is. But I really want to hear about your government entrapment tactics comment, sir.
Okay, well, they can entrap you and get away with it. They won't be able to get a conviction on you, but they can still put you in the system, and the process is the penalty. Look at Roger Stone. He was entrapped by Steve Bannon lying to Congress, right?
Mm.
And Carter Page was entrapped by Kleinsmith lying about a memo about whether he was working for the CIA or not. So they entrap you into the system. Whether they get a conviction isn't really the issue. They just want to use lawfare against you for about a decade to wear you out and break you down and get away with their narratives. That's basically what the process is now. It's not about lawfare. I mean, it's not about legal convictions. It's about lawfare.
It's NASA supplement. Well, okay, and that's certainly true for people like Roger Stone. But if you remember the event of the kidnapping plot with Governor Whitman, that is how these operations usually, you know, are carried out. And I've talked about this before. They have these little. You know, magic spells they have to cast. The FBI has to do certain things. And so one of the things that they have to do is, you know, if they're trying to get you on a bomb plot where they provide you with a dummy bomb and then charge you for attempting to plant it, saying he thought he was planting a real bomb, they have to give you at least two chances to back out. That's legally. They have to say, are you sure you want to do this? And you have to say yes. Then you go, are you really sure you want to do it? Now's the time to back out. And you go, no, I really want to do this. And then they say you're arrested. So with the Whitmer plot, right, they didn't actually kidnap Whitmer. It never got that far. Most of the time when the FBI goes into, you know, undercover and try to get somebody that way, the crime that they're promoting doesn't actually happen. They get you to the point where you are there and willing and showing that you're capable of carrying out the crime, and then they arrest you. But they don't just go, you know, they can't go in and go in. They especially can't create an organization. They can go into an organization, or they can co-opt the founder of an organization. But they can't just order people to go commit crimes and then arrest those people for the crimes. They order people to commit crimes, and then they stop them right before they do, and they say, hi, you were going to. We got you now. So it's interesting, but you know, once you really know about the intricacies of how the FBI carries out these undercover operations, it becomes clear which ones are and which ones aren't pretty much on their face. Thanks so much for the call, Jefferson. I do appreciate that, and I do you know, understand that that's the way entrapment works with people like Roger Stone and stuff. But for people on the ground, the individual, you know, militia members, the FBI tends to be a little bit more overt in their entrapment. Let's go now to Josh in North Carolina. Final call of the day. Child trafficking is the topic. Thanks for calling in, Josh. You are on the air.
Hey, wow, we've had a solid lineup of callers today, man. I've been listening to them all. I quickly wanted to pivot, though. Good riddance to Donald Rumsfeld. Like the guy said earlier, man, he's got the blood of thousands of American citizens that have gone and lost their lives overseas on his hands, just like the Bushes, man. Good riddance. I mean, he's just the evil sack of, you know what I'm saying, man. So, yeah, good riddance to him. But kind of tying into, man, you guys have just knocking it out of the park at the border. I'm loving the coverage on the border, and I'm loving what the guys were saying yesterday, how we need to focus our energy and just kind of like peacefully and lawfully like mob the border and just make them get up and leave just by exposing them. Like Tim and Alex were saying yesterday, you guys are just leading the way. Nobody else is covering the border like you guys. And it's just opening up.
I so appreciate it. Sorry, we're coming up to an end here, but I completely agree. I had somebody on Twitter say to me, like, he was questioning Alex Jones. He was saying, oh, sure, Alex Jones just shows up and all of this happens magically. And it's like, no, this is happening every day, all day. And it's completely out in the open. Alex Jones and InfoWars, we just happen to be the only ones that go there and cover it. Anybody could. You could. Anybody in McAllen could. Anybody in a mainstream media outlet could take a camera there and capture what we're capturing. Nobody's doing it. This isn't a special event that just happened because Alex Jones showed up. It's happening every day. Alex Jones and InfoWars are the only ones that actually go and expose it. And then people question whether or not we're the real deal. We're the real deal, folks. 100%. Proof is in the pudding.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.